Recently, we got word about some art activity in Hilo Town involving illustrator John Dawson. You've seen his work for sure with the U.S. Post Office, the National Geographic, the Audubon Society, and many other places, or at least up at the Kilauea Visitors Center, where he did all the forest and wildlife murals there. Well, for the last month or so, John Dawson's been painting away. He even drafted his wife, Catherine, to help painting the wall of a laundromat in Hilo. I've seen pictures of this thing. It's super hometown pride, so I just had to give John a call and ask about, you know, what he had in mind there.
Well, I thought it should be Hilo. And my wife and I, Kathy, we like to go down and sit at, like, Coconut Island and watch the birds and watch the kids jump off the tower there and watch the turtles. We love it down there. So I thought, well, that'll be my base. So it's not exactly the scene, but it does on the left, there's the tower, and I have kids jumping off it. Then I have about 10 different birds. I have frigate birds. And I have a storm over the ocean in the background. Kaleas, I have two Kaleas and about three turnstones and tattler. In the background, I have some spinner dolphins going. I have a monk seal. I have a honu. In the foreground, a lava rocks, and then I have some nopaka on the left.
Oh, that nopaka really looks good.
It makes a good balance on the bottom left, kind of, so yeah.
Have you been, you know, getting comments from people?
Yeah, they love it. And people are always thumbs up and yelling, yay, that's great. Yeah, they're watching it in progress, you know. The water at first, the ocean was just flat, and now we're putting in waves. And I have a canoe surfing in the background. And so one of the guys said, oh, you don't have any whales. So I walked to the horizon and put some, you know, spray coming up from...
Do they want you to put Vernas in there and maybe Kens?
No, I don't know about that.
Well, gee, did you ever think that in, you know, your later years you'd turn into a graffiti tagger?
No, I never thought I'd do this. It's all, it's a learning experience. I'm learning how to paint so that it looks good from a distance. It's fun, and people seem to be really enjoying it. So that's one of the great things about it, is the reactions from all the people that look at it.
Well, John just loves it, painting down there in the laundromat. And you know how laundry is such a huge part of our lives? I thought, why not give John's friend Michael Shoemaker a call over there in Pipi'ikeo? He's the owner of the laundromat, the one with the bright idea to get it painted inside. He knows I'm trying to contact him, and he's trying to leave the island on a trip, but just thought, oh, hey, let's try.
This is Michael. Hello?
Michael, hi, it's Noe Tanigawa.
Hi, Noe, I'm sorry you had trouble getting a hold of me.
Oh, not at all. Jeez, it was just brilliant to I guess, come up with this idea.
John's is not the first. I'm an artist, and I own the laundromat. And so when I built it, it had all these walls, and I thought, hey, we ought to put some art up. And John Mydock, his art is just terrific. It's airbrush, and people just love what he did. But John's thing is just so totally different. And I thought, hey, you know, if John was willing, it would be a great thing if he would put a new one up.
Wow.
And that's where.
Can you tell me a little bit about your laundromat? What hours are you open?
We are open. Always open. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
No
we
kidding.
We close on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day, and that is it.
Well, people have to wash their clothes. This is fantastic.
It's just an unbelievably popular place. We are almost overrun. I did my best to make it comfortable and really almost luxurious. I mean, the place has Corian countertops throughout. It has a very strong air conditioning system, so you get hit with a blast of cool air when you walk in. It has huge flat screen TVs, and then it's got a really nice area for the kids to hang out with their own TV, and they can play there while mom or dad does the laundry.
Oh, my gosh. Spoil me,
yeah.
Michael. I don't even want to do laundry at home like that.
Well, we get everybody because we have a lot of customers that have washer and dryer at home, but it's way better for them to come to us. So we run the gamut, and it's been just a wonderful thing for me. I've been here 40 years, but, you know, Holly guy opens a business downtown. You know, you never know what the response might be. And, oh, people treat me like gold. They just love me because, you know, I've done something nice for them. And it's just a place of total aloha. All my employees are so fantastic. And we have a good time there. And so it just rubs off on everybody.
That is so, the name of your laundromat now.
Downtown Laundry Express, and the express is because it only takes an hour. You can run one load of laundry, put it in the dryer, be finished, and out in an hour.
Did you really get a lot of business when the volcano was erupting and people were kind of displaced last year?
Oh, yes. That was, you know, inevitable. It's the perfect business for Hilo because when it's wet, people need to do laundry.
Oh, yeah. And,
but every so often, we have a drought, you know, when it doesn't rain. And we get this whole different crowd because there's so many people on catchment, and they can't do laundry when it's dry. So we've got to kind of bracket it.
Well, you're telling us so much about how Hilo works.
Yeah, it's, I just am totally in love with downtown Hilo. My wife and I have worked in downtown Hilo for so long, and it's home for us.
Well, thanks for making a nice place to be.
Yeah, thank
yep.
you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Talking there with Michael Shoemaker, proprietor of Downtown Laundry Express in Hilo, where John Dawson's painting a mural of Hilo One, Sand Hilo, the area we know as Hilo Town.